Hey Savannah, it's Todd Schaefer. All right, so just to make certain, you're saying Liberty Mutual's 289 a month? All right. I'm gonna send you an email here. Just give me one second. Travelers, and I'm not sure if you have UMPD on your Honda, which means if uninsured motorists hit that car, they would give you up to the actual cash value of that vehicle. It's like dirt cheap. It's like $1 a month, if that. But Travelers, apples to apples, $191 a month. And if you dropped your deductibles down to $500, went with the, oh, and that actually includes towing and roads rental car benefit. And if you went to $500 deductibles, a $50 last deductible, and had towing and roadside, it's $211. So you're going to be the two three prices I'm about to send you is 191, 201, and 211. So hold on, let me put that in your. And then that doesn't include the renters. I just thought I'd call. I mean, I expect to meet people from time to time, but that's pretty big, actually.
Yeah, you're right. I thought.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you said Michael might have had a ticket, but I didn't. There, nothing came back on MVR. And Travelers is also like the care, custody, and control type. So I feel extremely comfortable with that because I'm with Travelers and I have my son's vehicles on my policy and they own their vehicles. And when I called Travelers a long time ago to just to make certain that I was on the up and up, they's like, "Well, we kind of prefer it to be title, but we understand and everybody else does it, so we just kind of turn a blind eye," was the exact words that they shared with me. And they don't ask on the application, "Is the vehicle titled to the insured, like with all State Auto or Allstate?" They actually ask that question in the application. Travelers does not. Did you get my email? Oh wait, it came back to me. Let's see what I did wrong. Savannah, SAVANNAHB. Oh, I put an R in there. BECERRI. All right, let me resend it. I'll just call it Travelers quote. I'm just going to put the image in the All right, I resent that. Just give it a second. So, what time of the month do you pay Liberty Mutual? What, do you have the means to pay again if you were to get a refund, like within 3 or 4 days from Liberty Mutual, or do you actually have to wait another month?
Okay.
I understand. Wow. I understand. Well, that. Is there a time frame too that would actually work? I mean, so basically, the way I like to do it is if you take 289 and divide it by 30, you're paying $9.60 a day. And let's just go to the middle of the road one divided by 30. It's $6. So you save $3 a day. I mean, it's not huge, but it adds up. And so is there a time frame that's easiest for you to pay the premium? Or is it at the end of the month? Okay. Okay, so you know, let me ask you one other question. If our agency paid the first premium when you got that refund from Geico, would you be able to pay us back that with that refund? And the only reason I ask is because we're dealing with almost a $90 a month difference in premium. It will definitely, I mean, if you just paid it, you would literally get all that premium back. Two days ago, so you'd lose probably $18, $19. So but you would get back more than enough for the premium. So we do agency sweeps all the time. So like, you know, like somebody doesn't have a checking account, they come and bring us cash for their insurance, and we of course pay their premium. So we are a fiduciary agency. So, I would feel comfortable with that if you're comfortable with that, which means that we could issue. I have to see what date I can make, the earliest date that I can make your policy effective at those rates, because I'm not sure if travel. Hold on, real quick, Travelers. Do you know what the early quote discount? Oh, is it 3 days, Nick? Let me double check their early quote discount too, because then that will be a factor as well. So actually, I'll just do it real quick while I have you on the phone if you have a minute.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Bye.